we can expect an emergency European Council summit in Brussels, possibly as early as this weekend. From that point, Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty will be triggered. That starts a two-year process for Britain to leave, during which time the government has to negotiate a new deal with the European Union. That task, George Osborne believes, is impossible.
Britain doesn't have a plan for Brexit. And do you know what? It will take years and years. I would hazard I could come back here on this show in 10 years' time, we'll still be talking about how we re-establish a trade deal with France and Germany and Italy. We've got these things at the moment. Why would you tear them up and throw them away? For what?
Leading EU figures agree with David Cameron and George Osborne's assessment. Donald Tusk, president of the European Council, said this following February's deal.
If the majority votes to leave, that is what will happen. It will change Europe forever. And it will be a change for the worse.
And the German Chancellor Angela Merkel is equally pessimistic.
If we look at all the trade negotiations that have been important for the UK, for Germany, for other countries, then one single country cannot achieve such good results, in my belief. So therefore, it would be in for the benefit of all of us, but I think also for the benefit of the UK, to remain within the EU.
But there is, of course, another much more positive vision put forward by Boris Johnson and the Leave campaign.
As soon as you vote Leave, the EU treaties remain in force for at least 2 years, they're grandfathered on, and you have plenty of time in which to negotiate new free trade arrangements. This is like the jailer has accidentally left the door of the jail open, and people can see the sunlit land beyond, and everybody's suddenly wrangling about the terrors of the world outside. Actually, it would be wonderful.
The nub of Leave's argument is that Britain can do a deal with the likes of Angela Merkel, because just as Britain needs to sell to Europe, Europe needs to sell its olive oil and cars to Britain, a point made by Michael Gove throughout the referendum campaign.
The Germans aren't going to cut off their nose to spite their face. The German car manufacturers and washing machine manufacturers are not going to say to Angela Merkel, please make it more difficult for us to sell to Britain.
The only thing that is really certain about Brexit and our relationship with the European Union is that the future is uncertain. Ultimately, we will now face a game of brinksmanship. Britain is the second largest economy in Europe. A deal of some sort will have to be done. But Donald Tusk and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker do fear our referendum could be contagious, that populations in other EU countries will look with envy at Britain and say to themselves, we want the same. And with that fear foremost in their minds, both men will not want any renegotiation to be easy.